Welcome, everyone. This is Dr. Kondrat, and I can't believe modern technology right now. I'm in Hue, Vietnam, which is a couple hours north of Da Nang, and we're having a phenomenal eye surgical mission here. The Vietnamese people are very, very appreciative of us bringing 10 corneas into Vietnam to be used for corneal transplants. And it was quite a task and journey bringing the human tissue into several different countries and going through airport security because the human tissue cannot be x-rayed or scanned. So they had to be hand surveyed. But we did make it, and we are receiving amazing press coverage. It seems like every day somebody from the newspaper comes to the hospital. TV stations, we were just featured on national TV this evening. I was interviewed. Of course, my wife had to translate everything into Vietnamese, and there was a couple of nice articles. So if you want more information on that, you can go to Mission to Cure Blindness. That's our website, Mission to Cure Blindness, all one word. And also, those of you, many people have asked, how can we help you on your missions? Well, you can always pray for us. That'll help. And we do have a program now. If you donate $20, you'll receive a free bottle of my Restore Vision formula. You go to iMission Donation. That's all one word, iMissionDonation.com. You can get more information on that. But anyway, this evening it is Ask Dr. Kondrat a Question. And I really appreciate all of you that are on the line, and this call is being recorded. So what I'll do is we'll start to take questions, and if you could just please state your name and where you're from and your question. So let's begin. Anybody have any questions? Fire away.
Dr. Kondrat, hello. This is Billy Lomack in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Billy, how are you?
Thank you. It's amazing to talk with you there in Vietnam. I have a question about sunning. I read your book, and you recommended getting infrared light from the sun while the sun is setting. I was looking on one of Dr. Bates' websites, and one person there was showing people how to sun in broad sunlight by closing their eyes and moving their head back and forth. I have wet macular degeneration in both eyes, but is that something I could do, or would you not recommend that?
I wouldn't recommend that. I know that there was actually a person who used a magnifying glass. They used the magnifying glass to direct the bright sunlight not into the eye, but they directed it on their eyelid, you know, to get the energy of the sun. I would not recommend that. I would recommend, doing sunny as I prescribed. I think it's gentle. Remember, it's not the intensity. It's not the brightness. It's not the strength of the sun. We're after those red, infrared light rays. They're the wavelengths that have been determined to have the ability to help regenerate the retina. And interestingly, I was at a national eye meeting, and there is a new laser. It's called the 2RT. The laser company is Elex, E-L-L-E-X, from Australia. And they have developed the laser, and it's been approved by the FDA, that administers a low-level red infrared light that directly shines on the retina, a small spot size, to help rejuvenate the eye. So this is not like your typical eye laser. Your typical eye laser, which causes a intense laser that goes into your eye, which actually destroys the retinal tissue. This is a laser that is red infrared, a very low energy, which as a surgeon, I would direct that light energy specifically in areas that need to be regenerated. And the results are phenomenal. The results of this laser treatment showed that applying this laser treatment reduced the progression of macular degeneration by 77%, and it has been effective in treating wet macular. So you may be a candidate, Billy, for this new laser. So I would contact the office, and they can give you more information on that. If you're active in a Chondrot program, we're including this laser at no additional charge for you.
So well, I'm in the in-home program, so I don't believe I would. I talked with them about that.
The home program does not qualify you.
So, but to get this clear, then you would not advocate me closing my eyes and moving my head back and forth in bright sunlight. That you would.
No, the only time I would advise you to do the laser or the sunning is the setting sun when it's red infrared on the horizon. I would not do it when the sun is higher in the horizon, especially at noon when it's bright.
Would you recommend people sitting in front of these infrared health lights you can buy?
No, I would not recommend that simply because I don't know the specific wavelength of the light and we don't know the intensity. I do recommend that you use a red infrared laser, and there are commercially available lasers that have a specific wavelength that we sell one in our office called the Delta laser. It's a low red wavelength, red infrared laser that's been tested. But some of the red lasers are heat lamps, and, you know, I don't know what the wavelength is, and that could cause more harm to your eye, so I can't recommend that for you.
Okay. I'll give way to some. I have other questions, but I'll let other people ask.
Yeah. Okay, anybody? And also, if you're on the call, make sure you mute your phone and there's no noise or any activity in the background, because unfortunately, everybody on the call, whatever's going on in your room can be transmitted on the line. Okay, anybody else with a question?
Dr. Chondrot.
Hi, Dr. Chondrot.
Okay, one at a time. Question?
Go ahead. Well, okay, I'll go ahead. Dr. Chondrot, this is Alan in Texas. I have...
How you doing, Alan?
I have glaucoma and cataracts, and I've been using the microcurrent and the Ocumed for 12 weeks now. A couple of weeks ago, at the 10-week level, I went to see my ophthalmologist to see if I'd made any progress, and he saw no improvement in my cataracts. So at this point, I'm wondering about the Ocumed because it says to use it for up to 12 weeks, three times a day, and after that, use it one time a day for maintenance. Since I haven't had any progress, should I stop using it altogether? Is it safe to continue using it? Or is it something that's just not likely going to work for me?
Well, it all depends on how advanced your cataracts are. If they're extremely advanced and they're dense, the Oculomed may not have any benefit. But if they're at an early stage, then there's a better chance that the Oculomed could be effective. Also, it's more than just using those eye drops. I believe that you have to look at the underlying cause. What is the cause of the cataracts? And typically it is heavy metals in your body. So you need to address those heavy metals. And also it's making those dietary changes too. I'm a firm believer that the best way to treat any disease, especially something related to nutrition, and I believe cataracts are related to nutrition, is by looking at the food we have in our diet. Your question about whether it would be safe to continue it for a longer period of time. Well, you know, certainly if you don't feel that there's any benefit, then it doesn't make any sense to continue it. But I have seen patients who have taken a little bit longer, as long as maybe 6 months or 8 months before they began to notice a change. So maybe I'd continue using it for another couple of months, maybe 3 months, to see, you know, if you do have any change. Also, it is extremely difficult for an eye doctor, I don't care who the eye doctor is, to actually look in your eye and say that the cataracts are better unless he has a photographic memory. Because typically doctors, when we look at the cataract, we very crudely grade it maybe on a scale of 1 to 5. And you may have a subtle improvement that the doctor is not able to discern, or he just doesn't remember from your last eye exam. I think the best way to determine if the cataract's improving is your vision getting better? Is there less distortion and glare? Are things a little bit brighter? So I would use that feature as an indicator whether or not the drops are working.
Okay, thank you very much. That's very helpful.
Okay, and good luck. Did you get your urine tested?
Yes, I did. Since I spoke to you last month, I did get the results from the toxic metal test, and my lead was the only thing that was high. It was 5, and it should be 2. And I know that Billy, who was on the call, said last month that he brought his lead down from 20 to 3.4 in a year using cilantro and chlorella, as I recall. I've started taking the chlorella, but I'm not found anything about the cilantro, so I'm not sure what to do in that regard.
Well, my recommendation is I think you need to begin some form of EDTA treatment, which is the best way to eliminate the lead. I know there's been reports of cilantro and chlorella, but typically those approaches are not effective in removing lead. It's very unusual that alone is the best way to remove lead. But once again, there's so many different ways and so many different methods. Whatever you feel you would like to utilize, do it, and then we'll recheck the urine in 6 months or so just to see what kind of response you have. But just remember, it's a long-term project, removing your lead.
Right. Okay. I will proceed in that direction. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us on the call. All right. Anyone
hi,
else
Dr.
out there?
Conrad.
Okay.
Hi,
I recognize the voice. Yeah. Hi. That must be Dana.
Yep. I'm on your homeopathic remedy and your chelation. So they're doing good. So do you think I should get another challenge test to see where I'm at?
Yeah, typically I would do the treatment for at least 6 months and then do the urine challenge test.
Because I talked to you in March, and then I had a test that was down to 7. So should I do it again?
Well, I would repeat the urine test every 6 months. So if you had a test in March, that's a little bit too early. So April, May, June, July, August, September. So we're looking at September for you to repeat the urine test. Because remember, these changes take place very slowly. We're not getting changes that occur, quickly over a couple of weeks. So you have to be committed to a long-term treatment.
And the homeopathic, can I just stay on it for a long time? Because it's doing good. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm on my 15th. You can continue the homeopathic remedy, but if you do feel it's causing a negative problem, then give the office a call, and we may have to review that. We may have to change your homeopathic remedy.
And your lasers.
Sounds good.
Do your lasers, if I'm on the home program, would I be able to get them used at all?
Yeah, the office, we would review your records to see if you're a candidate with particular, but I do recommend the Delta laser. There are many red infrared lasers on the market. For one national study, they used the Thor laser. It's a laser, red infrared laser from Britain, but that's quite an expensive laser. It is about $16,000. And so I did some research, and we came up with a company that manufactures the Delta laser. It's not only a red infrared laser. It also has magnetic energy, and it also has ultrasound, too, combined with regular light. So it has four modalities, which is shown to be very effective. Oh, and I have some good news that this year coming up, I know you didn't make it to the big event, the Condrat event, the Vision event. This year we're going to make it, well, not this year, 2020, on February the 15th and 16th. We're going to have it a two-day event. The first day is going to be lectures, and the second day we're going to have workshops. So we're going to have people there demonstrating the red infrared laser, representative from the company there, so you get a chance to use it. Ning Wu is going to give a workshop. So we're planning to have not only a day of lectures, but a day of workshops. So the good news is, if you're in the home program or any program, this event is absolutely free for you. And that includes lunch. It includes our celebration dinner. So this is an event. It was a lot of fun last year. So those of you that are on the line, mark the dates, February 15th, I'm hoping to come. And 16th. Oh, you know, and you're up in Canada, so that's a perfect time to get out of the sub-zero weather.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get there. Yeah, yeah.
Great. All right, good.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Dana. Yeah. Anybody else with a call? Question?
Yes, I have a question.
And who is this? Please state your name and where you're from.
Marianne Lipton from Westchester, Pennsylvania, and I'm calling about my husband.
Okay, Marianne, welcome.
Yeah, he has scarring over the retina from multiple surgeries. What do you suggest to correct this? And is there a specific frequency on your microcurrent machine to address this? We do have one of those.
Okay, well, do you have a machine that you can adjust?
No, we have the machine we bought from you, the microcurrent machine.
Okay, well, you can't really program the machine with frequencies.
Oh. Is there a different program than one we get set up with? Should we send the machine back to get it reprogrammed?
What program are you using, and how long have you used the microcurrent machine?
More than a year or so. He's the one who had all the detached retinas, the corneal transplant, the lens pop out of the pocket.
There was a lot of problems. So what I would recommend is that we review his medical records, a recent eye exam. I never like to reprogram a machine without either personally examining the patient or that I get a recent copy of his eye records. We need to see what's going on, because you may think that it's a scar in the eye, but it may be hemorrhage, it may be a detached retina, it could be any number of things going on.
Yeah, well, that's what the doctors are telling him, and they want to do surgery to peel it off.
I would like to see a copy of the records, because number one, normally they don't peel off scar tissue. So this may be a macular membrane or something like that. That's a completely different situation than scar tissue. So there's something called an ocular coherence tomography, OCT. That's what the doctors usually do. It's like a scan, like a CT scan using light that looks at the layers of the retina. So if you could send me a copy of his records.
Okay.
And no matter where I am, I could be in Vietnam, but I'll... You're what?
He's going to go on Tuesday again. So, and then they've been injecting his one eye. They've been injecting with something to keep the swelling of the retina down.
Yeah, well, I don't like the injections. You know, they're nasty, and long-term results are not good. 25% of people with injections will develop retinal atrophy. The 5-year study showed that no one had an improvement of vision, those that received injections. So I'd be careful with those.
Okay, because it
sounds like he needs to.
It's not Ozurdex. It's a different one. I forget what it's called, but yeah, they want to do it monthly.
Yeah, well, that's probably a great benefit for the doctor, getting a nice income every month.
Yeah.
Especially when they're charging, you know, over $1,000 for some of these shots.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not totally against the injection. Sometimes they can benefit.
Well, he doesn't
want to. Number one, you haven't had your machine programmed or reprogrammed.
No.
So we have to know exactly what's going on in the eye. So the first step is contact the office, send those records in. So I can review them and also take a look at what is set up with this machine, and then we can make a decision.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Now, if I haven't seen you in a while, we do have what we call our continued care program. This is a program where you do come to Florida, 2 visits, get reviewed. We do testing on you. We change your microcurrent machine. And then we also supply you with monthly vitamins. So check that out. It's called our continued care program.
Okay.
And the office can give you more information on that. But tell him I said hello.
Okay.
I remember him very well, and sorry that he's not doing well, but I hope we can.
Well, actually, he can see pretty good right now, but they want to do more surgery because they said that it will. This is what they're telling us. If they don't remove the scar, it might detach the whole retina or cause macular degeneration.
That's the way medicine is based. If you don't have the operation, you're going to go blind. Then you have the operation and you do go blind.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, once again, I'm not totally against surgery. I'd like to, let me take a look at the records, the pictures, and give my honest opinion. But in some cases, you do need surgery.
Right. Well, we're going to get all those things done on Tuesday, and I'll send those after we, so they're brand new.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
I'll send this. Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, thanks so much for joining the call.
Okay.
All right, anybody else with a question?
Dr. Kondrat?
Yes, sir. Who are you and where are you from?
This is Jim from Florida.
How are you?
Okay. I've been diagnosed with in my dry macular degeneration eye with RPE elevation consistent with pigment epithelial detachment, and my vision seems to be declining in that eye. What would you suggest doing?
Well, what treatments are you doing right now?
Ozone, rectal, and your eye vitamins, and the microcurrent.
Okay, and when was the last time the microcurrent parameters were changed?
I talked to you probably about 2 months ago, and you said there was no need to change any of them.
Okay, has there been a change in your vision over the last 2 months? Is this the same thing that's going on, or is this something new?
I think this is something new.
Okay, in that case, we need to get a fresh copy of your eye records.
Okay.
If it's something new, then you'd require, different frequencies on the microcurrent machine, a whole different set of parameters.
Okay.
And also, you may be a candidate for the new laser. The new laser that I mentioned earlier, it's an FDA-approved laser, and we do have it in the office now, because this laser kind of goes along with my treatment philosophy. My treatment philosophy is don't destroy the eye. Do everything you can to rejuvenate the eye. And so this is a laser for rejuvenation. And it works the same mechanism, maybe a little bit different than the microcurrent and the cold laser.
Okay.
So
I've also been reading about biomodulation and wondering if that might be effective for dry macular degeneration, and what's the difference between the biomodulation and microcurrent.
That could be just a different term for the same thing. What is? I'm not sure what you mean by biomodulation.
I've just seen, if I Googled biomodulation and macular degeneration, I've seen a lot of articles on it recently.
And are they using frequencies for this, or are they using
frequencies, okay, as far as I know.
Okay. That's probably just a different terminology then. Microcurrent, I think, is not really accepted by the medical profession. But when they talk about biomodulation, which simply means, changing the biology, modulating the biology using different methods. So it's probably the same thing. But if you have come across an article, send it to info@healingtheeye, and I'll take a look at it. When you send something to info@healingtheeye, it goes to the main office email. And so it'll pop up in my box.
One other thing, when you were talking before about the using the time of day for sun, one of the things I've found helpful is in the fairly early morning, using the Mu Delta glasses that you've given me, if I go down to a lake and sort of look at the flashes of light off of the water with the green light, the green glasses, that seems to help me.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's the first time I heard that. But I would be careful, because the syntonic color therapy, which you're talking about, is most effective with a low level of illumination. I think we calculated 1.2 lux. So that's why we have used a 15-watt halogen bulb from 5 feet. So it's not the brightness of the light, at least for the syntonic color treatment. Now, for the red infrared, when you're looking at sunlight, it's a little bit different. So I'd be careful, using those glasses with direct sunlight. They're not designed for that.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, look forward to taking a look at your records then.
Okay.
Oh, and folks, when you do send your records in, I will personally review them, no matter where I am. I've been here in Vietnam for 3 days, and I probably looked at a half a dozen different eye records and have notified the office, what to tell the patient who sent the records in. All right, do we have another question?
Dr. Conrad, Billy again.
Okay, Billy, hi.
A question about the microcurrent machine. I've been using it about a year, as one or two other people have mentioned. Unfortunately, my macular degeneration is steadily progressing, maybe not as fast in the left eye as it did in the right eye. But I recently sent an Optus scan to you, not an OCT scan. That was from my optometrist. Is that scan not sufficient for you to determine whether or not my microcurrent machine needs to be reprogrammed?
The Optus scan, I believe, is more of a photograph. It doesn't give a three-dimensional view.
Right, that's OCT, right.
Yeah, the OCT is kind of the gold standard now. It gives a three-dimensional view, and also an OCT I can look at all the layers of the retina. There's 10 layers of the retina I could look at, where the swelling is, where the scar tissue occurs.
That's what you need. Okay.
That's definitely what I need.
And another question about light. Sunglasses. With macular degenerate, wet macular in both eyes, do you recommend I wear sunglasses when I'm outside continually, even on a cloudy day?
Well, I believe that ultraviolet light is essential for regeneration of the eye. Without ultraviolet light, nothing in our body will regenerate. So I would, a moderate amount of ultraviolet light, moderate amount of sun is necessary. Now,
how do I know?
Normal, do you have your, have you had cataract surgery?
No, sir, I haven't.
Okay, so if you have your human lens, then I would say that you don't need to wear sunglasses.
Really?
Unless you're going to be spending all day out on the boat or the beach and you're getting a lot of light. We do need a moderate amount of ultraviolet light.
Does the sunlight with the macular, the glare does actually, it's a slightly painful. It's
well, no, I'm not talking about glare. If you have glare, that's different. You know, I'm talking about going outdoors with the ultraviolet light and having, if you have glare and you have pain, that's your body's telling you that you do need sunglasses. Now, one of the biggest deficiencies that people have is vitamin D deficiency.
I do take that.
Well, you may be taking it, but is it enough for you? And some people need. I have 5,000 international units in my macular degeneration formula, and that may not be enough for some people. So you may want to get your vitamin D levels checked.
Okay.
And lack of, deficiency in vitamin D has been linked to macular degeneration also.
So basically, if I do have glare that's pretty bad, then at this point I do need to wear the sunglasses most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, your body has an intelligence, and if you have glare, then you do need to protect those eyes.
Okay.
But
well, thank you.
You do need ultraviolet light. Ultraviolet light is essential for all life. And, so many people have a deficiency of vitamin D. But remember, too much of anything can be harmful for you. So an excess of ultraviolet light can be harmful too. That's why if you've had cataract surgery and you have a lens in your eye, somebody in the background is pouring a cup of tea or coffee or something. So mute your phone. okay, well, thanks then, Billy. But anyway, I would check out, I did a podcast on the new laser. This is, if you go to Kondrat Podcast.
Yeah, I listened to that, but unfortunately, since I'm in the in-home program, it's beyond my financial means. Oh, by the way, for the other listener and for you, Dr. Kondrat, last time we talked, you asked me, I'm the one that had the lead come dramatically down using chlorella and cilantro, and you asked me to mail you. I've mailed you both my second urine challenge test results. I emailed them to the office, and I also emailed the protocol I followed, so you could, for whatever it's worth, you could check it out.
Okay, when did you email that to me?
Well, it's probably been about a week now, at least a week, I think.
Okay, if you could re-email it, because I've been traveling, and
well, don't they keep it on file down there for you?
Oh, did you mail it or email it?
I emailed it.
Okay, well, it may not be there, but if you could re-email it.
Okay.
And I'll keep my eye. In the headline, put down Billy's detox protocol. Is we probably get a couple hundred emails a day, and a lot of times some of them get lost in the cracks.
Okay.
Okay, great. All right, anybody else with a question?
Hi, doctor. This is Anna in California.
Anna.
Hi. I've been using the ozonated saline solution in my eyes, but I stopped it almost a week ago because I was getting a very sore eye. My left eye was very sore, and it seemed like the saline was accumulating in my eye and was getting slimy. And it was very itchy. And as soon as I stopped it, the condition stopped. So I don't know why I'm getting those symptoms.
Okay, I think one of the most common reasons to get those symptoms, we recommend to use saline to make the solution. And the saline we recommend is a 0.9 normal saline, which is the osmolarity of the saline. Now, when you're bubbling the saline, a lot of times the water will remove and the osmolarity will increase. Like you described, it becomes more salty. And the higher concentration of salt will cause burning in the eye and redness, much like if you go swimming in the ocean and you open your eyes, they're going to burn and become red. So what I would recommend is putting some sterile water, distilled water, into the saline to dilute it. How much, I can't really tell you, but I would just start out gradually by diluting it to try to get back to the 0.9. Because when you started, you didn't have any discomfort. That's because the osmolarity was matching the osmolarity of your eye. But as you bubble the saline over and over again, the water leaves and the salt becomes more concentrated. So try diluting it a little bit with distilled water, and that should help.
Okay. Yeah, because okay. It wasn't really red, but it was very itchy and sore.
Mm-hmm. Let me know if that helps.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for your question. All right, anybody else?
Dr. Conner, do you think the LX lasers will become available to other ophthalmologists throughout the country so that Medicare will cover the cost?
Well, right now it's something new. And unfortunately, Medicare isn't really doing things for prevention. You know, they're not going to pay for chelation therapy, but they will pay for your triple bypass open heart surgery. So I guess our whole healthcare system doesn't make sense. Unfortunately, there is a lot of interest in this laser. It is quite an expensive machine. I invested over close to $100,000 in this new laser machine. And so it is something that's being offered for all of my existing patients. So if you're an active patient in the Conrad program, there's no additional charge for you. So I would consider the continued care program, because we are including that in the continued care program at no additional charge. You do need to have the laser treated over a certain frequency, and the study was done over a six-month time period, so that, in other words, you would get the laser every 6 months. Some doctors are looking at maybe repeating it more frequently than that. So I'll be up to date on that, going to different retinal meetings. But right now, this is part of, my program.
Well, the continued care program, that's for people in your Conrad program, right? Not for the home.
No. You can convert from the home program to the continued care. But talk to the office about that. They'll give you all the information.
Okay.
Oh, and make sure you mark the dates, February 15th and 16th. That's 2020. It's going to be in Florida. It's going to be the Vision event. And that is no charge, whether you're in the home program or the Conrad program. It's no charge for this event. It's a phenomenal event. Usually in the morning, I'll spend giving you an update on traditional Western medical advances, laser, pharmaceutical drugs, things like that. And in the afternoon, we talk about an update in alternative medicine. And then the second day, we're going to have a second day now program for the event, and we're going to have workshops. You have an opportunity to decide what workshop you want to do, whether to learn more about microcurrent, maybe the laser, cold laser, maybe learn more about ozone. We'll have different workshops for you. That'll be set up. And then if you do want more information on the laser, we also, the same company, LX, has come out with a laser to get rid of floaters, which has been phenomenal. This is a big advance. This laser actually destroys the floaters. The old lasers that we were using just broke up a large floater into maybe 10 smaller ones. So that's a new advance, too. And if you, I recently interviewed one of the researchers and doctors on this, and that's, if you go to Kondrat Podcast, you can listen to the interview on that. All right, any other questions?
One thing, Dr. Kondrat, this is Alan in Texas again. If I were to have the cataract operation, would I still be able to use the microcurrent for the glaucoma thereafter?
Yes, we would want to change your machine. We want to get rid of the cataract frequencies. We'd probably want to make some modification.
Okay. All right. I'm not planning on doing that anytime soon, but I'm just wondering. Thank you.
Now, also, you know, I'm not totally against cataract surgery. You know, certainly I think you ought to try to hang on to the human lens that God gave you before you have surgery and put an artificial lens in. But then again, sometimes changes take place in our body and we do need the benefits of modern technology. And of course, I'm here in Vietnam and doing corneal transplants. And, you know, we're doing them on folks that have really badly scarred corneas, and it's just not going to go away. And so we're replacing it with a human cornea. The other thing, Alan, you might want to consider, sometimes after cataract surgery, it helps lower the intraocular pressure. Because if you have a cataract, sometimes it takes up space in the eye, and it prevents the aqueous from flowing out of the eye, and it may cause a slight increase in pressure.
What my ophthalmologist wants to do is to insert some kind of a stent device, which he said mm-hmm. would help the drainage for the glaucoma. And I don't know if that would replace the eye drops or not. We haven't gotten that far, but that's what he says.
Yeah, the stents are a new surgical advance that makes the glaucoma surgery a little bit more predictable. You know, when I do mission work and I do glaucoma, we go in with a little blade and we actually cut a hole. Mm-hmm. But the stent makes it a little bit more predictable. And that seems to be the surgical procedure of choice, especially if you're having cataract surgery. So that may be the best way to go. In most situations, it will not completely eliminate the eye drops. It may be decrease
okay.
frequency. Okay, but remember with glaucoma, it's a game we're playing. We want to get that pressure down as low as we can. And at the same time, we want to do things to keep that optic nerve healthy and removing heavy metals, doing the microcurrent, exercise, extremely beneficial, reducing stress, you know, meditation, anything to relax your body, and also, you know, good nutrition through healthy food. There was a study that really convinced me the value of nutrition again. You know, sometimes we're just so quick to believe that taking a certain vitamin or nutritional supplement is what we need. There was a study done in England. They looked at identical twins, and they wanted to find out which factors were related to them developing a cataract. So this was a good study because an identical twin eliminates the genetic variation. And they found out that cataract development was inversely related to vitamin C in food, not vitamin C that you take, you know, a supplement. So the more vitamin C you have in your food, the less chance of you having a cataract. The less vitamin C in your food, the greater chance. So it kind of confirmed my opinion that, you know, our true source of nutrition is in the food that we eat, not in vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, any other questions?
Dr. Kondrat, can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
How long do you suggest using the microcurrent before you change a frequency or something?
That's a good question. Wow. Typically, we like you to keep the same frequencies for about 6 months. And if you're not making any progress, of course, sometimes mm-hmm. progress is the vision isn't getting worse. You know, mm-hmm. macular disease and glaucoma, many of these conditions do progress with time. So sometimes, you know, it's kind of like any anti-aging procedure.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're not going to turn back the clock and get your eyes or body the way they were when you were a teenager or 20. I think we can slow the process, and at the same time, we want to try to reverse the situation. So if you're not making progress, or certainly if you're getting worse, then, you know, we got to look at what you're doing.
It is getting better because it's a lot brighter. So my next thing, I would send you my results when I go see the ophthalmologist. Then I would send mm-hmm. them to you, and then you would review them again.
Yeah, if you're getting better, then, you know, just continue the present treatment. It's human nature to think, well, I'm getting better, but let me see what I can do to really make me get better quicker.
And of course, I'm all 6 months to a year.
Yeah, but patience, you know, slow and steady wins the race.
Okay. And about those gloves, how long do you suggest using them before you change them?
Well, if you take care of them, last a long time. No, if you take care of the gloves, they'll last a long time.
So 3 months to 6 months.
But give the office a call. There's a way that they can actually test the gloves. They can work with you and test them over the phone.
Okay, that answers my question.
Okay. All right.
Fun
any
there.
Other, any other question? Right now, it's getting close to midnight here in Vietnam. So. But I will be flying back this weekend, so I got to get my body adjusted to a new time zone. So any other questions? All right, well, this call is being recorded, and I'll send all of you a link. And I want to thank all of you for joining me. Make sure you keep those dates open, February 15th and 16th. It's going to be a great event. And any other questions, give the office a call. And so I want to thank all of you for tuning in. And remember, the next meeting will be the first Wednesday of the month. So that'll put us in July. So thanks, everyone, for joining the call. And have a good evening.
Thank you, Dr.
Yep. I worked hard.
Thank you.
See ya. Bye.